Hey, welcome back to 7-Minute Books. I'm Sam, and today we're talking about Peter Drucker's Managing Oneself. So Sophie, what does managing yourself actually mean in a world where everyone's telling you what to do?
Hi there, Sam. Great to be here. Peter Drucker's Managing Oneself is a classic for a reason. He says the most important person you'll ever manage is yourself. It's a call to stop drifting and take ownership of your own career and growth.
Right? And the old model was you join a company at 20 and retire at 65 with a gold watch. Drucker saw that world falling apart.
Exactly.
So his first point is uncomfortable. Most of us don't know ourselves very well. We know what we're supposed to want, but we rarely ask what our strengths are, how we perform, or what we value.
Wow. So I really don't know myself. That's uncomfortable. So how do we discover our strengths? I'm always focused on fixing my weaknesses.
Drucker says that's backwards.
He suggests feedback analysis. Every time you make a key decision, write down what you expect will happen. Then 9 to 12 months later, compare that with the actual results.
Wait, so I have to wait a whole year to learn about myself?
It sounds slow, but it's the most honest self-assessment you can get. You'll see patterns you never noticed before.
Huh. I once did something like that and realized I'm better at starting projects than finishing them. That was a surprise.
That's exactly the kind of pattern feedback analysis reveals. It also shows where you don't have talent, and Drucker says stop wasting effort there. Focus on making your strengths stronger.
Okay, but what about how we perform? I always thought everyone works like I do.
Drucker says there's no one right way. Some people are readers, others are listeners. Eisenhower needed everything in writing, while FDR loved face-to-face briefings. Know your mode.
I'm definitely a reader. I can't absorb anything from a lecture.
And how we learn matters too. Some people learn by writing, some by doing, and some by teaching. There's no single way, but you need to know yours.
So what about working alone or in a team? I love my solitude, but I also get energy from brainstorming.
Drucker says both types exist. Some are decision makers, others are advisors. Neither is superior. Just be honest about which one you are.
Then there are values. That's the piece that really makes or breaks a career.
Values aren't just ethics. They're what make work meaningful to you. Drucker walked away from investment banking because he valued making a difference through ideas more than money. If your values clash with your employer, you'll burn out eventually.
That's a powerful example. So then, where do I belong? That feels like the biggest question of all.
Drucker says most people don't find their true place until their mid-30s or later. The early years are for exploration. Pay attention to what energizes you and what drains you.
So there isn't one right path. There are many places where you can belong.
Right.
And once you know where you belong, you have to make relationships work. That means telling people how you work and asking them how they work.
That's so practical. I always assume people think the way I do.
You can't assume. Take responsibility for communication. Tell your team what you expect and ask them what they need. It prevents so much misunderstanding.
Now, what about the second half of life? I'm 30 and already feeling the clock.
Drucker says plan for a second career or a parallel one. You might live 30 years after retirement. What will you contribute? Start thinking about it early.
That's a wake-up call. And then there's time management. I'm busy all day, but never feel fulfilled.
Track your time. You'll be shocked at how much is wasted. Then cut that waste, delegate what you can, and protect the time for what truly matters.
It's not selfishness. It's stewardship of the one life you have. I forget that too often.
Exactly.
And managing yourself isn't solitary. Find trusted people who give you honest feedback. They show you blind spots you can't see alone.
That's a good reminder. I tend to avoid criticism. So ultimately, you're the CEO of your own career. No one else will do it for you.
That's both liberating and terrifying. But it means you have the power to shape your own destiny. You're not a passenger. You're the pilot.
The one thing I'm taking away today is to start using feedback analysis seriously. I'll write down my expectations this week, because tomorrow tends to never come.
And if you want to explore more, the whole library is on 7minutebooks.com/app. There are over 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles you can read or listen to in any language, starting at $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 for lifetime access. Drucker's real message is that your strengths, values, and contribution matter, and it's your responsibility to make the most of them. That's the key to a life well-lived. We'll see you in the next one.